Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Hello, Jonathan.
And WBJC's Kati Harrison. Good morning, Kati.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Sadly, we come to the end of our Cocktails 101 discussions today. And in fact, we have a great cocktail to conclude with that I'm very excited about. It's the daiquiri, and we have done rude things to it.
Well, I don't know much about that.
Let me tell you that this is in the category of sours. They're sort of like the fizz category, but without the fizz. Their recipe, and we're talking about Lisa Futterman in the Chicago Tribune, reprinted by the Baltimore Sun. Lisa's recipe that she quotes is 2 ounces of light rum, 1 ounce of simple syrup, which is just water and sugar in equal amounts, boiled together and then let cool, and then some lime juice, about 1 ounce of lime juice. So I personally find light rum really boring. So I decided Gosling's 151 proof Black Seal Bermuda Dark Rum.
It's flammable.
It's flammable. It says on the bottle it's flammable. And the results are, instead of the daiquiri having that green sort of tinge from the lime juice, because light rum is clear, this looked kind of apricot-y. Mary, what do you think?
It actually tasted a little apricot-y as well. Kati and I opened the bottle just to smell the rum, and it was like caramel and brown sugar and molasses. I mean, that all makes sense. It's a sugar-based liquor, but really, really fragrant. And I love the interplay with the lime juice and the simple syrup. It still had the tang from the lime, but it had just this nice richness and depth of flavor. I'll let Kati talk about what she tasted, because I thought that was spot on.
Aww. First of all, when I sniffed the Gosling, I was surprised that it wasn't nose hair singeing. It just has a very pleasant aroma. And you know, the drink, it does not look like much. Actually, when I saw it, I thought, gosh, this actually looks like apricot juice. But there's a little bit of nutmeg and a little cinnamon, and I feel a little bit like I'm eating a snickerdoodle dunked in something with sugar.
I loved that description.
Citrus. Yeah. It's just very pleasant.
And this cocktail glorifies the spirit. And I think that's something we want to do in cocktails. We don't want to hide the spirit. Well, maybe you do, but I don't. And I don't think anybody else here does. We want to glorify the spirit, and we want to taste it. I wonder what this would look like if we had like a serious cocktail glass, like a martini glass, and we poured out a whole one. We're splitting one between the three of us for obvious reasons. But I wonder what it would look like. And a nice garnish. I think this could be very attractive. So our version of a daiquiri with Gosling dark, dark rum. And that's going to do it for Cocktails 101. Thanks to Lisa Futterman from the Chicago Tribune. And thanks to the Baltimore Sun for reprinting this way back in the fall. And we have done it. We've done all four cocktails that were listed in there. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
I'm Kati Harrison.
Cheers.